There's an epidemic of men not approaching women at the bar. Let's talk about it.
For over 40 years, women have told men to leave them alone. Don't approach me, you creep, they would all say.
I think from our perspective, there's been a massive decline in men approaching women. A night out, like, guys, they're...
Men not approaching women comes from years of women hating men and pushing them away.
Where have all the great men gone?
We normalize going with guys at the bars to get free drinks, even if you're in a relationship.
There's a lot of women waiting for men to approach them, but then shaming the men who do.
Men and women are, like, done with each other. I made a video about how men don't really approach women as often, or at least it seems like...
This decline will only get worse over time. But again, this is what women wanted.
By the way, this is really a myth. If you go back, like, 100 years... Men weren't walking up to women and saying, "Ooh, you fine, baby. Give me your digits." I mean, 100 years ago, there were phones, but not too many. But dudes were not like cold approaching broads on the street, okay? This is such a myth. The way that you met women back in the day, like way back, the majority of human history, you knew them through friends, through other family members, through people in your community. You know, you knew them from your church groups, church socials and such. You didn't just cold approach total complete strangers and say, "Hey, baby, you fine, let's go out." That's total nonsense. It's a very, 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 very recent phenomenon, okay?
Kindly subscribe to the channel as it further supports us in our work. Thank you.
Men aren't really putting out effort. They're not putting out any type of effort like they used to.
Well, are you?
A lot of them have said the juice ain't worth the squeeze. I mean, I've literally had men say that verbatim in my comment section. Women who told me, they're like, it's just not worth, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. The amount of effort that it requires to actually connect with these women, no longer even, it's not worth it. Because we're not even, we do all this extra effort, you want us to do all these different things, and then half of y'all just want a dinner date. Half of y'all just want your food paid for because you can't afford your own food.
Okay, so if men don't approach women anymore, then how to tell if a guy wants to be approached by a girl? Do you guys give out, like, little signals, or you just make eye contact, or are you just...
Yeah, that's it. Men are very simple. If you go up to a guy, unless you're a big, fat, sloppy pig, 95% of the time, he's going to give you his number. He's going to give you some way to contact him, okay? So, men are easy.
Just stare at people. Like, what do you do? Let me know in comments.
84% of men are afraid of making the first move.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of being labeled creepy or... just, I suppose, being honest with their intentions, but they're afraid because of the society we live in. We live in sensitive times, and they're afraid to make the move.
Yeah.
And yet, 81% of women want men to make first move. And you've got these two polar opposites, and it's the situation we live in today.
Yeah.
They don't want men to make the first move. They want the guys they want to make the first move, which is like 5-10% of dudes at most.
I think I still have that traditional mindset that men should approach first.
But the men who have that traditional mindset, the ones who actually approach women, often aren't treated nicely in return.
See, I don't like, again, pushing this idea that this was ever tradition to begin with, that it's a very recent phenomenon of men just walking up and cold approaching total stranger broads. That was nowhere near the norm, extremely, extremely rare, if you even go back 100 years.
Turn. They're labeled as too nice, boring, or not exciting enough. Yet ironically, 81% of women say they want men to approach them. On top of that, studies show that women who take the initiative and approach men themselves have an 81% chance of getting married. So it's...
Wow. Wow. So ladies, why aren't you approaching more? Huh? Are you that cowardly? I thought that you were empowered and strong.
Clear that mutual effort works. But we've created a culture where men are punished for being genuine, and women are hesitant to take the lead, even though it leads to better outcomes.
Yeah, but they're so obsessed with having all the power and control, and they're so afraid of being rejected.
It's a lose-lose situation. The thing is, modern women only want a certain type of man to approach them. And when they don't get that guy, they turn around and say, "Men don't approach women anymore."
More than 50% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 have never asked a woman out in person.
Some men really don't approach women anymore because of social media. And they know that they might be able to find you online or find women that look like you online. So they never feel like they're at a loss because all they have to do is go on social media and DM a few people and they have motion.
What are you talking about? That's only like the top 5% of dudes.
And that's sad. Because back in the day, if you saw a woman, you better go say something to her because you don't...
That's not true. That's such a lie.
I don't know. Like, you didn't know if you were going to ever see her again. You know what I'm saying? Like...
There's an epidemic of men not approaching women at the bar. Let's talk about it. Men are afraid of being rejected.
But I bet you 90% of the women will actually not reject you if you approach them right.
What's the right way?
That's a lie. What do you mean? 90% of women would not reject you if you approached them right? Now, what's the right way? Be over 6 feet tall, have a six-pack, be lean and fit, and look like the Liver King, and maybe not that extreme. And have lots of money, big fat wallet in your back pocket. That's what they mean by approach right.
Their body language. If you're gonna go up to a girl that is clearly like dancing with her friends, like yes, of course she's gonna like ignore you. Or if she's like in such a serious conversation up in the corner, she doesn't want to be approached. You're probably approaching those girls. That's why your like ego is like bruised, because you're getting rejected by girls like that.
Only because they're not at the bar looking for a guy, because they're dating someone, had just gotten out of a relationship. Or
if they're dating someone, what the hell are they doing at a bar in the first place without that dude?
They're just trying to catch up with their friends.
Right, they're looking for male attention. And believe me, they are looking for a dude if that dude fits their criteria. Meaning over 6 feet, six figures, six pack. You know the drill, ladies.
But, like, we still want to be approached.
I think a lot of girls do. Even if we're not into you, it flatters us and we'll...
Oh, well, you know, I should humiliate myself just to flatter you. Yeah, pass.
Highly shoo you away if we're not into it.
But not really like shoo you away. Like, it might be like, okay, like, so good meeting you. Like, we're gonna go to the bathroom or we're gonna go grab another drink. But it's not like a rejection. Like,
yeah.
Okay, bye.
We're gonna go out tonight and see how hard it is. Because it's not hard.
It's not hard. We've done it a lot.
We're gonna report back tomorrow, I promise.
We have to take our own advice.
Two girls trying to gaslight average men to get rejected and humiliated, even if they approach correctly. Men being told they are creeps for approaching women are finally listening. Y'all are going to have to make the first move. Not afraid of rejection.
Those two girls were literally telling you, hey, you know, it's your job as a man to approach us, even if it's pretty obvious you're going to get rejected. And if you're an average guy, you're going to get rejected. But hey, you should still do it because it's good for our egos. Because it flatters us. Love the entitlement.
The past decade taught us to just not even try. Not afraid of being rejected. Women wanted equality and men to leave them alone. Decent men took your words literally and left women alone. That right there is nonsense. First of all, there's no right way to approach women. If she likes you, she'll show it. Period.
What they mean by right way is he's got to be in the top 5% echelon. When they mean right way, it means be of a certain caliber.
A woman who's genuinely interested will make it known. And this woman says the right way to approach a woman is to read her body language. Like, men are supposed to be experts in nonverbal psychology now.
Yeah, by the way, I thought women were all very good at this, right? They expect you to be mind readers, so shouldn't they be very good at mind reading? They should certainly be better at reading people than us. They supposedly have such high EQ, emotional intelligence, and empathy. Shouldn't it be very easy for you to tell if I'm interested and if you're into me as a guy and you can read me so well? Because, you know, you're so emotionally intelligent and empathetic. Shouldn't it be that much easier for you to approach me? Huh?
It's always some vague advice like, just know when it's the right time. But the truth is, if she's not attracted to you, there is no right time. Let's be honest. When a woman finds a man attractive, he could trip over his words, stutter, or say something totally basic, and she'll still give him a chance. But if she's not into him, even a perfectly executed approach will be rejected. So, all this read, the signs talk, is just code for, if you're not the guy I want, don't bother. It's not about effort, timing, or approach. It's about pre-selection. Women don't want to admit it, but they've already made up their minds before a single word is spoken.
For over 40 years, women have told men to leave them alone. Don't approach me, you creep, they would all say. And it turns out if you keep telling men to stay away from you, they will. Modern women are going on TikTok to whine about men not approaching them. Back in the day, it was simple. A guy saw a pretty woman, walked up to her and said hi. Of course, women called that predatory and patriarchy, and now everything's messed up. Men not approaching women anymore.
Where have all the great men gone? It seems like society has redefined masculinity into something more safe, passive, and even feminine. Yet it still criticizes men for not being manly enough. But great men are everywhere. If you doubt this because of a past bad experience or you're holding resentment toward men, you might miss out on meeting one.
This is where all of my money goes. Every time a bill comes, I just hate owning a home because who needs to pay $250 for fucking electric?
Are you the same woman that won't...
Who told you to buy a house, you dummy? That's what the strong, independent woman handbook told me to do, you moron.
Split bills with a man because you could be paying 50% of that instead. Or heck, maybe even a little bit less if you're willing to do stuff around the house instead.
This is what I don't get. Yeah, you ladies say you're strong and independent. And right now, without a man, you're paying 100% of all your bills. But when you get with a man, you want him to pay 100% of everything, and you pay zero. Make that make sense. I get that. At least pay 50. You said you want equality, right? And 50 is better than 100%. No, I want to pay zero.
Women are often told this lie that they should do everything, be strong, independent women, that relationships bring no value, but that is so far from the truth. Having a partner in life is the best thing ever. Having someone that's on your team no matter what is absolutely wonderful.
That's presupposing that's actually the case. When was the last time women were like there? In your corner, supporting you, no matter what, not undermining you, not nagging, not complaining. I don't know.
And if you have a handy man, you guys can save money because he realistically might be able to do some of the repairs around the house. Or even your vehicle. Having a man in your life is one of the most underrated things ever. I'm so...
Yeah, you can see she's a chameleon. She's focused on everything a man can do for her. Get yourself a man! So you have a free mechanic.
So sick of the narrative being like, oh, they don't bring value, or it's not worth it. Yeah, it is.
A lot of women wouldn't be struggling like this if they didn't treat the idea of going 50-50 like it was some kind of insult. If they actually saw men as human beings, not just footstools to fund their lifestyle, things might be different. This woman is out here struggling to pay her bills, drowning in expenses. And for what? To prove a point? This is exactly why I say that in some cases, the whole boss babe or independent woman lifestyle isn't what it really seems. On the outside, it looks like success. She owns a home, drives a nice car, posts motivational quotes online. But behind the scenes, she's barely making it. That house she owns, she can't afford it. That lifestyle she's flexing, it's built on stress, debt, and survival. And she did it all to show the world she didn't need a man, not realizing that strength isn't about doing it all alone.
By the way, you do need a man, and everything that you have, from the electricity in your house, to the car that you're driving, to the roads that you're driving on, it's all funded by a man! Men do all the stuff that enables you to have your cushy life. Don't be broads.
Can we normalize flirting with guys at the bars to get free drinks, even if you're in a relationship?
Ever wonder how cheating starts? Well, that's how cheating starts.
Like, I don't want to date you. I don't want to hook up. I just want a free little drink.
So many strong and independent women out there, but yet can't seem to support themselves or buy their own drinks. So they have to pretend to like a guy in order to get him to spend money on her so that she can feel better about herself and say that she's saving money, when in reality, just acting a bit like a leech.
Like, why do I have to be excluded from this luxury just because I'm in a relationship?
Luxury. Okay. It's almost like that being in a relationship would mean that a person is committed to the other one and isn't going to be flirting or engaging in any kind of activities with another person. But that might be one of those words that have changed definitions of late, but honestly, I can't keep track of them all. But it's no small wonder why there are a lot of men these days that, one, won't buy women drinks simply because of this type of behavior, but that a lot of guys are actually choosing to remain single and, more importantly, just not approach women at all.
Yes, I actually can believe that, and let's get into this one. So this girl who is sitting there making the world's angriest face says, can you believe it?
Wow, look at that face. So you got the resting bitch face, right? That's like Brie Larson on steroids there, except she's not as attractive, and Brie Larson isn't even that good looking. So she's not looking too good. I don't even think she's wearing makeup. I mean, she's got droopy you-know-what. She's just not particularly attractive. Her body doesn't look all that great. Probably got a muffin top, too. She looks angry. And she expects men to approach her. Can you believe I'm sitting here alone at a beer garden in Boston and not a single guy has come up to me? Lady, just looking at the top half of you, not even the full top half, I wouldn't approach you. I'd be afraid of getting shot.
I'm here alone at beer garden in Boston and not a single guy has come up to me. What the heck? I love this thing that girls do whenever I do see the occasional video of a girl that's like, can you believe it? Like, no guys are talking to me. Like, they make it seem like they don't also have a mouth. Because, of course, several people made the comments that I'm about to make, but one person said, why would someone want to bother a stranger? And she says, I believe it's called socializing. I could be wrong. Says the person who won't get up and talk to anybody. And then there's actually a girl in the comments that says, yeah, socializing has gone down the drain, unfortunately. Have you tried speaking to anybody? Are you just going to sit there angry with your beer in your hand and then make a TikTok, you know, saying that you never got approached? This reminds me a lot of the video where that girl was complaining that nobody helped her move her furniture when she was, like, I guess, like, just struggling. Carrying her furniture and there was men around, and then she acted like she physically doesn't have a voice and couldn't be like, hey, can you help me? Like, these girls will sit there angry making a TikTok sipping their beer instead of just going up to somebody and saying like, hey, what's your name? You do understand a large reason why men aren't approaching is because we have been told that a lot of women don't want us to speak to them, so we're just being safe. I don't know why so many girls are so embarrassed to have to just say a couple words first instead of making a TikTok about it.
It's about power and control, man. It's about power and control. They've been girl bossing for so long. They love the power. They love the control. They don't want to give it up. It's like a drug, my friend.
To answer your question, yes, I absolutely believe that nobody approached you at beer garden. I wouldn't expect anything less, but that's just my opinion. But hey, what do you think?
That is what you call entitlement.
Yeah, it's also a very strong sense of entitlement there. For sure. For sure.
This woman is upset because she's sitting alone and not a single man came up to her. Like, men owe her attention just for showing up. But what she's not understanding is simple. Men don't have to approach if they don't want to. Just like women have the right to reject, men have the right to opt out. We've entered a time where women expect men to chase them no matter what. No effort, no eye contact, no warmth. Just sit there with an attitude and expect men to risk rejection for the privilege of her presence.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. You ladies actually go out of your way to repel men, and then you wonder why they don't approach you. So if you want a dude to approach you, ladies, you got to make eye contact. Give him a, I mean, it's really not difficult, in fact. If a guy has some inkling that he'll achieve success, he'll approach. You make eye contact, you smile. You look down. Maybe a minute later, look back up, make eye contact again so he knows it's not accidental. And then he's much more likely to approach you. But no, I'm going to sit here with this resting bitch face and this look that repels all men. And then wonder why nobody approached me.
Newsflash, men are done entertaining that. Approach isn't a right. It's earned. If you're not giving off approachable energy, don't act shocked when no one comes up to you. Being attractive isn't enough anymore. Respect, kindness, and
And that chick wasn't even attractive.
Humility go a lot further than just looks. But entitlement? That pushes people away every time.
As someone that used to be the queen, the
Well, that's part of the problem. Humility is not a thing with modern Western women because they're so gassed up by constant attention from everywhere that their egos are ginormous. So don't expect humility. Even if they're a big fatty, they're going to be gassed up and have a giant ego, okay?
HD holder of people telling me, men telling me, I just look intimidating. They just didn't think they had a shot with me. I'm going to hold your hand when I tell you that you're not intimidating. A man is just thinking that if he looked like you, he would not be dating somebody like him. But, however, if you're willing to lower your standards and come to him, who is he to disapprove? Come on in. You need to start thinking the same way.
Lady, I think you think too much. You think you're overthinking things, in fact.
People admire you.
She seems like a real pain in the ass. Just from this very short period of her talking, I wouldn't want to deal with her.
Let people look at you and think, wow, she takes such good care of herself. She carries herself so well. She looks fantastic. Let them come. Let them admire. If they do not approach, do not make scenarios in your head as to why they didn't approach. It doesn't have any bearings on you. It doesn't make you less worthy. It doesn't make you less attractive. Just move on. Let people see you and move on.
Maybe it does make you less attractive and less worthy. Did you ever stop to think that? Oh, no.
Okay, I feel like a lot of the men in this comment section are either chronically online or we've just lost the art of picking up signals.
Chronically online, says the broad that is posting, her thoughts on TikTok.
From women. Granted, there are like a lot of women who come on here who have been like creeped on or maybe like some guy approached them in the wrong way or, you know, something happened where...
Wrong way. Translation, he wasn't her type.
They're like, don't come up to women in public. But, like, I have friends who seriously were like, oh, I saw this really cute guy at the gym. I'm going to go back at that same time. Maybe perhaps we'll strike up conversation. Like, that's just their thought process. And so if you're consistently seeing a woman somewhere, she's got her AirPods out. Maybe she's smiled at you a couple of times, making glances across the room. Those are signals.
Yeah, but they have to happen in close proximity to one another. The problem is that if you're in a place with someone and you see them often, it's not unusual or abnormal for them to maybe smile if eye contact gets made. Just acknowledging the other person because you see them often, that doesn't necessarily mean she wants to be approached, and oftentimes she doesn't. So you ladies need to learn how these things work. Like, if you can't say to yourself, ladies, oh, I saw the dude today, and I smiled at him when I made eye contact, and I do that every time I see him once during an hour and a half that we're both at the gym, and he never approaches me. One time. It has to happen multiple times in a very short period in the same time period for him to get the message, ladies.
I don't know. I'm just some like old married hag and I met my husband at the workplace, but I just feel like if men are like too scared to approach women in public, like we're all doomed because I'm sorry. These little dating apps are way too overwhelming.
Why don't you ladies approach Ben? Yeah, crickets.
No one is meeting anyone. I mean, mate, there's...
But you're equal to a man, so you should be able to approach a man, right?
There's a couple lucky people out there, but I feel like no one is meeting their husband, their wife, on a dating app, you see.
Well, of course not, because if the dating apps actually paired people up who were a match, well, the dating apps wouldn't exist for very long, because everybody would get mated up. These dating apps make money by keeping you perpetually single, not by finding you a mate, you morons!
So let me know if you need help figuring out like what a subtle flirting sign or signal looks like.
Lady, I wouldn't take advice from you ever. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
from a woman across the room. So that way you don't have to be nervous to go and approach her. Because this exists. Like, this is how people used to do things.
No, it actually is not. Again, cold approaching taught complete strangers is a very recent phenomenon.
Thank you.
Yeah, I understand that a lot of women may have had bad experiences with men who approach them in weird or disrespectful ways. No one's denying that. But the issue comes in when they take that
Actually, I don't think that happens very often. Again, I think it's just the dudes that they don't want her approaching them. That's what they're actually complaining about. But they don't make that delineation because they don't want to show you just how shallow and vain they are. Don't approach me if you ugly. Only approach me if you good-looking, svelte, lean, and above 6 feet. And, you know, that's what's going on.
Frustration and aim it at all men, including the ones who haven't done anything wrong. So now, when a respectful guy hears a woman say, "Don't approach me," he's not hearing a boundary. He's hearing rejection based on someone else's mistakes. That's not fair. These men are being punished for things they never did. And over time, it conditions them to stop trying altogether. Why risk being seen as a creep when you're just trying to say hello? Why put yourself out there when society's telling you, unless you're perfect, stay away?
I find it very interesting that women run around talking about how men shouldn't judge a woman by her past. Meanwhile, they judge all men they meet now based upon the men that they've interacted with in the past. That's so interesting.
This is how we ended up with a generation of men who've emotionally checked out. Not because they're scared, but because they're tired of being treated like villains for simply existing.
Don't look at the state of my flat. We need to talk about what is happening with American men. I was just watching the Call Your Daddy podcast with Millie Bobby Brown, and she was talking about...
That's a red flag, by the way. A woman watches that Call Me Daddy podcast... huge red flag.
About how she met her husband, Jake Bon Jovi. And she was basically saying that they were friends for like a really long time. And for the longest amount of time, she had no idea whether this man actually liked her platonically or liked her more than that.
Well, why didn't you just ask him? You're strong and independent, right? Strong? You can handle him telling you just like she was a friend, right? Friends. Weird.
Because although they were very good friends, he would never flirt with her. He would never show her any form of romantic interest to the point where...
He's friends with a woman. That should be telling her all she needs to know. Dudes are not friends with women they don't want to bang, okay? Generally speaking. There are exceptions, of course. Big, giant, fatty land whales, that a dude can treat like one of the guys, because there is absolutely no attraction whatsoever. But generally speaking, if a dude is a friend with a broad, he'll go there if she wants to.
She said to her mom, "Mom, I think you need to sit in on one of our conversations because I need you to assess whether this man is actually flirting with me or not." And so her mom sat in and...
Chick needs her mother? To assess whether or not the dude's interested? How clueless are you, sweetheart? Wow. But I thought women were empathetic and had this high emotional intelligence, whatever the hell that is.
Went to her meals. "I don't think this man is actually flirting with you in any way, shape, or form." And it's only when Millie one day had the courage and was like, "Okay, I just need to let you know that I actually freaking like you. Sorry if this changes our friendship, but I need to tell you that I like you." And he was like, "Oh my God, you're so bold." And that's how they started.
He said it like that? Sounds like a femboy.
A relationship, right? Bear in mind, I have noticed this when I go to the States myself. Like, when I was in Manhattan earlier this year, I was in the clubs and... What the hell is going on? Okay, so not only do men not approach women...
Is it just me or does she seem very manly? She seems very masculine to me.
...in clubs in New York. But They don't even acknowledge you when you...
They don't acknowledge you mean. You specifically. Bro's got a real high opinion of herself. If they don't approach me, they're not approaching any woman. Yeah, okay, sweetheart.
Come and sit on the same table as them. Why am I joining your table and you are making eye contact with me and you're cutting your eye at me and walk and looking away? In that particular...
Because eye contact can be incidental. It happens once or even twice. It's not enough. We need more these days, okay? We need more.
Particular case, it was just the acknowledgement of, yeah, you're right, and then keep it stepping. Like, I'm British. We are unfriendly as fuck. And you can't unfriendly us, you know? If
She says she's unfriendly as F, and she wonders why men don't approach her. Lacking in self-awareness, sweetheart.
If you're going to do that, that's a record-breaking achievement. And the fact that men in New York can do that is unbelievable. I was talking to my American friend about this, and he was saying, yeah, we do actually just have a bit of an American bitch boy problem. Like, there is just like a national bitch boy problem. And this is happening in celeb world as well, not just with the common folk. So what is happening with American men and the pursuit of women? I need to know.
Well, you're very mid, sweetheart. So the problem isn't the men. It's women like you who are extremely mid, that have a very high opinion of themselves and have a very off-putting and repellent attitude. And you are also entitled. And you think you deserve men to approach you, and when they don't, well, there must be some problem with men. No, the problem is you, and you're very masculine.
Anything, I'd say they're listening to women, and you'd think women would be happy about that, but it seems to have the opposite effect. But to answer...
That's because women, generally speaking, are not happy, and they don't know what brings happiness. They become extremely materialistic, and things... people, places, things don't bring happiness, and so they're desperately scrambling about, and they're looking at things that have changed, and oh, men aren't approaching as much as they used to. Well, maybe if I can get men to approach, you know, maybe that'll make me happier, or make me content, or no. There's no thing that's missing from your life, ladies, okay?
That question, the reason why some men don't approach women in clubs or acknowledge them is because they've been told not to. Some women even opened up women nights clubs only for that reason, where they're dancing on other girls. When these women go to clubs, they expect men to flaunt over them, to buy them drinks, give them compliments, surround them like they're the main attraction. Yeah. And when those men don't, it's like a strike to their ego. Suddenly it's, what's wrong with men these days? Or why am I not getting attention? But the truth is, men are no longer jumping through hoops for women. It's not that men don't see them. It's that men have become selective. They've stopped rewarding entitlement with attention. It's a quiet protest, a silent strike. And instead of asking, why aren't men approaching? Maybe the better question is, what have we done to make men no longer feel it's worth it?
Or what haven't you done? I think men, we are rational beings, and for many decades, men have been simping because what men want is women. But eventually, dudes start to wake up, and they start to see things through a cost-benefit analysis lens. And okay, you know, I've got my father, my father's father, now myself. I've got some experience, and I've got some wisdom, and I've got some knowledge from looking at other men who've gone through this. Men are close to me, maybe not so close. And there's starting to be a conglomeration of evidence that I'm seeing. And the evidence I'm seeing is that the juice ain't worth the squeeze, as that lady said earlier. I'm putting out all this effort, and I'm probably not going to get it reciprocated. And I know from my own experience it's not going to be reciprocated. And I know from talking to other men that it's not just me. And I know from talking to my dad, if I had a dad, if he had a dad, if a man had a dad, which is more often not the case, and granddad and uncle or something, that they're also having the same issues. So we got 30, 40 years of you ladies bitching and moaning about men not measuring up. Meanwhile, we're getting less and less out of the deal, but you continue to demand more and more. And now you're demanding so much. What is it, 5-10% of men that can fulfill their expectations? I was reading a story the other day. Some dude swiped, like, what? Is it right or left on the Tinder thing that is? I think it's swiping right. You're choosing abroad. But anyway, he swiped right, choosing 2 million broads, and he got one like. It's like, women have become so picky, so demanding, that guys are just like, nah, okay, now it's just not, it's not worth it. I got to do all this. I got to make this amount of money. I got to drive this car. I got to have a house. I got to have all this stuff just before even some mid-broad like this chick, who we're just seeing her from the upper waist up. She probably has a muffin top. This broad, she probably wants a dude that's making $500,000 a year, over 6 feet tall, six-pack, more than 6 inches down below. What? If I gotta work 15, 20 years to get the resources that will get me a woman, she better be very, very high up there insofar as what I want. But you're getting this. Look at those fingers. Chunky, fat, sausage fingers, demanding, masculine, manly, repellent, broad that's a mid. The juice really ain't worth the squeeze. No, thank you. But anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up if you like. Hit that notification bell so that you get notified if I post new content. And please consider supporting my work on Patreon or contributing to my GoFundMe. You'll find those links in the description. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am MGTOW Philosopher, also known as The Realist. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.